a little tidbit here. I'm going to digress on you.
Digress.
And so when I'm restoring it, it's coming down to the paint job. Well, what is respectful? Should my dad be above me? Should he be below me? Where on the name in the cockpit should I put him? And I thought, I didn't know what to do. I always want to be respectful. One night I woke up and I thought, wait a minute, he's with me. So I put a slash. So if you look at the airplane, you'll see my name slash my dad's name. So he's always with me when I fly this airplane.
Oh, boy.
Tidbit, just a little tidbit.
Yeah, a little tidbit, a little tidbit. So when you fly this airplane in various shows and sorts, what do you do? What goes on?
Well, I perform an aerobatic demonstration. I want to show what the aircraft is capable of. So I'll do a full aerobatics display. A lot of times you won't see a full Cuban because it's difficult. You have to have a lot of energy to do one side of the Cuban and come into the second half of the Cuban. So that's my first entry, is the full Cuban, and then I go into a roll series with the aircraft and really let people see and hear and feel what 2,000-plus horsepower sounds and looks like up there.
So what else do you do air show-wise besides your solo?
Then I part of an act, if you will, called Class of 45. And a friend of mine has a Mustang, and it's a 1945 build. This is a 1945 manufacturer. So we said, hey, we have two headline aircraft. Let's do something together. And he performs an incredible aerobatic demonstration in a P-51. I do a full demonstration in the Corsair. And then when we're finished, we come together and we fly formation and aerobatics with the Corsair and the Mustang. And that's called Class 45.
And you flew this last night?
I did. We were invited to fly the Twilight, just preemptive to the night flight. So there's supposed to be a little light up there. And yes, we performed two initial maneuvers, not our full act, because we're limited in time, and then the full Class of 45.
And how did it go, Jim?
Went really good to about halfway point. And we're turning in formation, we're coming at the crowd, and we're just about to roll up in the belly. And I fly very close formation to the Mustang, so my focal is 100% on the aircraft. And all of a sudden, I saw something pass me very quickly off the right wing, and I felt a thump. And I looked and went, birds. We went through birds. And I felt a thump. Everything felt normal. I looked at the wings. I couldn't see anything. I called it out. At this point, I have a decision. Either knock it off, stop everything, land the airplane, or continue. So I let my lead know that I had a bird strike, but everything seems to be normal. Let's continue.
So the plane took it.
The plane took it and kept on flying, and then we continued. We did some more aerobatics, and I landed the aircraft, and there was nothing unusual, no vibration, no nothing, until I shut the engine off, got out and looked to see what happened.
And what'd you see?
I saw that hole in the wing, right where that black tape is. I don't know if you can see
that.
Wait,
I'll point it out. You covered this up pretty well.
Well, we had to go into surgery last night, lift the wing and remove some things and items that were stuck right. This is the gun camera. So there's a big void where the wing folds and the gun camera goes in there. I just happened to not have the camera inside there. So the large bird went through the glass, through the lens of the camera, into the void and just
shattered everything.
Yeah, shattered. So he did that. Also, another one, I think, hit right here and dented the leading edge as well.
So what are you going to do now with this?
Well, I will. Right now, it's basically unairworthy. And so I will take it over to the Weeks hangar, and I'll create a patch to go over top of this with aluminum.
Metal
aluminum, and I'll rivet it in place. And this will be a temporary patch to get me through to the wintertime where we'll do the proper fix.
Right. And what... but glad that went.
And
went
so,
on.
Yes,
okay.
Bird strikes can be.
Yeah. So, but you're flying again on Saturday?
I am, yes. We're flying during
flying
the day.
Then? Yeah. What are you flying on Saturday?
Well, on Saturday, I'll be flying Class 45. And then on Sunday, I'll be flying. I'm a Navy Legacy pilot. and I'll be
what
flying.
What does that mean?
It means I'm the, you know, the Air Force has the Heritage where they fly with the P-51s. Well, the Navy has a Navy Legacy side where we'll fly with the Super Hornets or the Rhinos, various naval aircraft, and I'll be flying what they call the Growler. The Growler is an F-18G model, which is more electronic warfare, right. And I'll be flying with him on Sunday, representing the Navy.
Go back. And
I'm the old guy. They're the new guy.
Yeah. Go back and talk about some of these pilots and the legacy of the men who flew this airplane beginning in World War II through Korea. Did they fly in Vietnam at all?
I don't think that they did. I think by Vietnam you had the Sky Raiders and some of the other heavier lifters, which then made this more obsolete, and the Sky Raider was more purpose-oriented, which we call them a flying dump truck, because they could just put so much ordnance underneath, equaling the weight of the aircraft, where the Corsair was more limited in the amount of ammunition and stores and items to haul.
But when you talk with, like today, with people, what do you say about the legacy of the guys who flew these airplanes? And many of them, of course, as we have heard, gave up their lives flying this airplane.
You know, it's amazing. The aircraft was World War II based, and they came out with challenges. The initial Corsair could not make a good carrier landing. It would bounce. So they stricken all the Corsairs from carrier operations. So they took the Corsairs and put them in the Pacific Islands. And then you had Pappy Boyington flying the aircraft from the land strips until Chance Fott could develop a way so the struts wouldn't bounce the aircraft on the carrier. So in that time frame, they developed it, they proved it, and then the Corsairs were allowed to come back to the carriers.
What's the gull wing? How did that come about? Why was it necessary?
Well, that's interesting because they were started with the largest engine and propeller combination at the time. So Chance Vought had to build the airframe around that power plant. And so when they did that, they put a straight wing across. Now, if you can visualize the straight wing, the gear would be so long, there's no way it could actually operate effectively on a carrier. It's just too long. It would break and snap and not have the rigidity to handle it. So the designers, the engineers said, well, we'll just gull the wing, lessen the length of the gear. Therefore, we have a carrier operation that won't have any adverse effect. Therefore, hence the gull wing design.
So how did that affect the way the airplane flew?
You know, that's another interesting question. They say, well, does it give you any better aerodynamics? Does the plane doesn't even know it. There really isn't any added benefit in the flying aspect of the airplane. It just looks really cool.
So your family went through all of this with you. Describe what this was like for them.
In terms of?
About your dad and all of that.
Well, they knew this was our passion. And we loved aviation. We loved warbirds. We flew in the business. So I did corporate flying. My dad did corporate flying. And this was a hobby. And we enjoyed our hobby. And that's where the passion comes through. And, you know, you work hard. It allows you to play hard.
So other airplanes, what else do you fly? Or what else do you own, if any?
Well, I have a couple of SNJs, which I really love. My wife calls this the selfish airplane because she can't go. You know, one seat's a fighter. But we can go in the SNJ, so we can travel together. She loves flying in the T-6, and we fly to different air shows. So I have that. I have a Bird Dog, which is a nice high-wing aircraft. Have a Husky that we do. I live in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, so we do backcountry.
Oh, gosh. Should we all go, oh, poor guy, lives in Jackson Hole, ugly Jackson Hole.
Anyway, out west, the Husky has Tundra tires. We do backcountry flying. So right. That, again, the aviation aspect, very, very diversified in aircraft.
Offering.
Plus, I have an inflatoplane. Do you know what a Goodyear inflatoplane is?
I have no idea.
It's a rubber airplane that Goodyear Aircraft Corporation.
This sounds like a wonderful idea, doesn't it?
Back then, it was before the helicopter, and they were going to, you know, for a downed aircraft behind enemy lines, they would just dump this, parachute this aircraft in on a skid, It would land. The pilot would open it up, give you a little machete to cut about a couple hundred feet. It blew up by itself with a CO2 bottle. Engine came up, you started the engine, and you could fly 500 nautical miles in about 70, 80 miles an hour, and the downed pilot could come back to the good side.
And next year at Warbirds, we're going to have, what's it called?
So I have one, I still have one of those left.
Yeah. I'll be darned. Officer, how many children do you have?
Two boys.
And how interested are they in aviation? Or did they have a choice?
They were raised around aviation. Well, obviously with my father and myself, so they're just as involved. So
what about your future with all of this? I mean, your whole life has been airplanes. Is there anything else going on besides your business?
Is there anything else?
Well, that's a good question.
I like to sail. I sail boats, so yeah. I go to the Caribbean and do some sailing and. I'm very diversified. I like doing a lot of different things. Type A, you know, so it's hard to hold me down.
So what more about
snowmobiling?
This airplane?
Yep. We have snowmobiling, skiing. I mean, I could go on. I'm a scuba diver. Insurance companies don't like me. I have to check all the boxes for life insurance.
Have you thought about any other fighter aircraft to fly them in air shows besides the Corsair?
Actually, I'm type rated in the B-25. And I had the opportunity to fly the lead B-25 Tuesday night for Dick Cole's tribute. I knew Dick Cole, and I actually used to fly off his wing with the Corsair, and he'd be flying the B-25. But I'm a PIC-rated pilot, so I flew, and it was an honor for me to be a part of that Tuesday evening.